Hello, my name is Chris, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. I would like to ask a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. To begin, are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you very much. And in which state are you registered to vote? Is it in Arizona, California, Georgia, Illinois, Maryland, Michigan, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, or another state?
Wisconsin.
Thank you very much. And just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, in what year were you born?
1958.
1958. Thank you very much. And we know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote?
Yes.
Was it certain or
Certain.
probably vote?
Yes,
Thank
certain.
you. Now, if you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now?
Inflation.
Inflation. Thank you very much. And what about inflation?
Well, look, prices are just
Oh.
too high.
Prices are too high. Thank you. Now, thinking back to the 2020 general presidential election, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden? Or, like many people, did you skip that one?
No, Donald Trump.
Thank you. And thinking again about this November's election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, a Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. Now, some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. Regardless of who you plan to vote for, please tell me how likely are you to vote for the following candidates using a scale from 0 to 100. 0 means that there is no chance that you will vote for them, and 100 means that you would definitely vote for them. The first one is Donald Trump.
100.
The next one is Joe Biden.
Zero.
Thank you very much. And thinking about the elections this November, if the election for Congress were held today, would you be voting for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate in your district?
Probably Republican.
Thank you. And if the election for U.S. Senate were held today, would you be voting for Republican Eric Hovde or a Democrat Tammy Baldwin?
Eric Hovde.
Thank you. And who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration? Donald Trump and the Republican Party or Joe Biden and the Democratic Party?
Yes, Donald Trump.
And do you trust them much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Thank you. Now, please indicate whether you strongly disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with each of the following statements. President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens.
I don't know.
We do have a scale, if that helps. We have strongly disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree.
Oh, maybe somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree. Thank you. The next one is President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids.
Disagree.
And do you somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Or strongly disagree.
Thank you. The next one is President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy.
Strongly disagree.
And the last one for this section is President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
Disagree.
And do you strongly disagree or just somewhat?
Yes, strongly.
Strongly, thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants. For each, please tell me whether you disagree or agree that the president should take action to protect them. The first one is, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years.
Disagree.
And do you strongly disagree or somewhat disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. The next one is, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens.
Somewhat disagree.
Thank you. The next one is, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers.
Somewhat disagree.
And the last one for this session is, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions.
Somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree. Thank you. Now, before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there. Now, please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform would make you less or more likely to vote for him in the 2024 election. The first one is a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have been living in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation. Would that make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, somewhat more likely, much more likely, or would it make no difference one way or another for you to vote for him in the 2024 election?
Yeah, no difference.
Thank you. The next one is a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Yeah, no difference.
No difference. Thank you. The next one is a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
No difference.
Thank you. The next one is a program that keeps together families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation.
No difference.
No difference. Thank you. The next one is a program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
No difference.
A program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of whom have worked in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
No difference.
And the last one for this section is a program that grants work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
Less likely.
Much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Yeah, much less.
Much less. Thank you. Now, please indicate if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about each of the following. The first one is, Donald Trump and Republicans believe chaos on the border benefits them politically, so they killed a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system. Hearing this, does that make you very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned?
No, not at all.
Thank you. The next one is, Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the U.S. for over a decade.
What was that again?
Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the U.S. for over a decade. Hearing this, does that make you very, very concerned, so much concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned?
No, not at all.
Thank you. The next one is, Joe Biden and Democrats made promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won.
Not concerned.
And not at all, or just a little concerned?
Yeah, not at all.
Not at all. Thank you. The next one is, Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum, internment camps near the border, and massive raids to deport millions of migrants.
Not concerned.
Not at all, or a little?
Not at all.
Not at all. Okay, thank you. And the last one for this section is, Donald Trump and Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our community.
Disagree.
And hearing this, does that make you very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned?
No, not concerned.
At all?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Now, before we finish, I'm going to read you the different approaches former President Trump and President Biden have proposed when it comes to immigration, and I would like for you to tell me which approach comes closer to your own view, even if neither is exactly right. The first one is, Donald Trump says we must shut down the border and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in this country. Or Joe Biden says we must create an orderly and secure process at the border. So which approach comes closer to your own view when it comes to immigration, former President Trump or President Biden?
Yeah, Donald Trump.
And does that approach come somewhat closer or much more closer?
Yeah, somewhat closer.
Somewhat closer, thank you. Now, after hearing some more information, let me ask you for the final time about this November's election. If the election for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. Thank you. Now, as best as you can say, do you personally know anyone who is undocumented or in this country without papers?
No.
Okay, thank you. And in a typical week, do you use any of the following sources to get your news and information? And we have Facebook, yes or no?
Who?
Facebook.
Oh, no.
MSNBC and CNN and other major news network channels or websites?
No.
Fox News channel or website?
Yeah, Fox News sometimes.
Univision or Telemundo?
No.
Instagram?
No.
OAN or Newsmax?
No.
Spanish language radio programs?
Oh, no.
TikTok?
No.
YouTube?
No.
WhatsApp?
No.
Okay, thank you very much. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes only. From which country or territory does your family trace their heritage?
Germany.
Germany, thank you. And were you born in the United States mainland, on the island of Puerto Rico, or in another country?
No, in the States.
In the States. And whether were either of your parents born on the island of Puerto Rico or in another country?
No.
Both parents were born on mainland?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, what language do you primarily speak in your home? Always Spanish, more Spanish than English, Spanish and English equally, more English than Spanish, always English or something else?
Just English.
Always English. And generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or what?
Republican.
And would you call yourself a strong Republican or not a very strong Republican?
Strong.
And thinking in political terms, would you say that you are a conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Conservative.
And what is the last year of schooling you have completed?
High school.
Thank you. What is your religion, if any?
Don't really have one.
And how would you categorize that?
No, I don't know.
We have a different. do you believe in God or do you believe in a power, but we don't?
I'm not sure right now.
Not sure right now. Okay, yeah. Thank you. And finally, just strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Stephen.
Stephen, thank you. And are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research? Okay.
No.
Thank you very much. With this, we conclude the survey. So Thank you very much for your participation and have a wonderful day.
Okay.
Thank you.